All right, what's going on? I'm back at it. And thanks for taking the time to check me out. So look, this next one, is, I think, is a bit of a tough one. And it's coming from right here in Las Vegas, because I think there's going to be some division about it. Or they're you know, it's kind of split. You know, some people thinking that the school board went overboard, you know, with taking disciplinary action against this kid who's a middle schooler, and he was expelled for having a water gun at school and using that water gun. And now his mother is suing the school district, right? So yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and check this one out, because I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy, but like I said, let's check this one out.
Was playing like a kid with something that he didn't think would be called a weapon, because it don't look like a weapon. It looked just like a water gun.
A Las Vegas mother filing a lawsuit challenging the school district policy and decision that led her son to be expelled. Three students were allegedly kicked out of middle school for using a water gun in class. 8 News Now education reporter Joshua Peguero looks into how a CCSD policy that's actually meant to crack down on guns and knives treats a toy gun as a dangerous weapon.
Melvin McDonald, an eighth grader at Ord Middle School, was playing with a water gun that shoots small beads on September 8th of this year. But little did he know it would lead to his expulsion.
He'd been out of school for 2.5 months. So I'm highly pissed.
His mother, Melissa Jenrette, shared with us this hearing of Clark County school administrators that happened on October 31st, challenging his expulsion.
I'm not going to allow y'all to put him in a behavior school when he already been getting bullied in a normal school. So how, what type of sense that make? He going to go be around some real ghetto kids, kids that don't got a future for real. Y'all not about to never put that on my child.
Administrators say a teacher and several students were hit with a water bead from this Orby's gun.
Because the law don't consider that a weapon.
According to interim principal Sarah Friedman, administrators didn't know if it was a real weapon. This is the video of the students hiding the toy.
We weren't sure at that time even where it was on campus, and we didn't know what it was for sure.
According to a lawsuit Jenrette filed earlier this month, Friedman said, quote, she had called police to charge my son with a weapons charge. The police did not charge my child or press charges for the water gun.
The direction that I have been given was that if an Orby's gun is on campus and it's not doing anything, it's not considered a weapon. But the moment that the students do start to shoot other students, then it's considered to be that, which is why I didn't call the police.
This CCSD policy empowers principals to discipline students who show dangerous behaviors in order to protect other students. Melissa Jenrette, however, says that this same policy exempts kids like hers who have a learning disability and are under IEP from being expelled. Reporting near Marilyn and Katie, Josh Peguero, 8 News Now.
Now, CCSD does have a policy of not commenting on pending litigation. Melissa Jenrette says she'll continue to appeal her son's.
All right, man. So, yeah, so you saw that this woman's son was expelled for using a water gun in class. And now she's, you know, she's suing the school district, you know, because of that. And she's trying to get her son back in school. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, it's just a water gun, so there's no harm done. But then on the flip side, though, I think, you know, as parents, we have to understand how these types of toys, which this one is a it's called an Orbeez, which shoots gel balls or orbs. You have to understand how having these types of toys and using them can easily turn into, you know, a deadly situation, even if it's not considered a deadly weapon. And in my honest opinion, something like that shouldn't even be allowed. And you know, it just shouldn't be allowed on a school campus, right? Especially in today's climate with all the stuff that's happened at these schools where, shit, some kids have even been caught with real guns at school. So I don't know if this mother knew that her son was taking that to school or what. I mean, but if she did know, then maybe she could have suggested that, hey, this is not a good idea, and just didn't, you know, allow him to leave the house with it. Because the last thing that you need is to get a call, you know, about your son being involved, God forbid, in some type of tragic situation where somebody, for whatever reason, could have mistaken that for a real gun, even though, you know, from that video, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's not a real gun. You know what I'm saying? But you just don't want to take that chance. You know what I mean? Now, should he have been expelled? I mean, I guess it would just depend on if he was like a repeat troublemaker or something like that, or if he's been in some type of similar situation before and where he was warned about it and just did it again and just did it anyway. But I get what the mother's trying to do. You know, she's trying to keep him from having to deal with being placed in an alternative school. Because growing up, I remember alternative schools, they were labeled as bad places, where as a student, you didn't want to go. You didn't want to end up having to go to an alternative school. Because I knew a few kids who had to go to alternative schools, and they weren't bad kids or anything. But, you know, that's just the stigma behind it when the words alternative school, you know, when those words are mentioned. So I think the mother, I think she's trying to keep her son from, you know, having this label placed upon him by having him go to an alternative school, right? Because a lot of kids that are there, you know, have been removed from regular school because of things like, you know, violence, drugs, real weapons, and disruptive behavior. Which I think in this case, I mean, that's maybe all that it should have been, was disruptive behavior, and not treated as a case of where the school district, they're trying to make it out like he had a real gun or something. But I mean, you're here now, so what are you going to do while you wait for this lawsuit to play out and maybe have his expulsion overturned? Because he hasn't been in school in, what did the mother say, what, 2.5 months? So now, you know, the mother runs the risk of being caught up for not having her child in school. I mean, unless she's maybe homeschooling him. But if not, then, you know, she's running the risk of getting herself into a situation when it comes to educational truancy. It's not like he doesn't have any other option. His options now are alternative school or homeschool. Because you don't want him getting behind. And I mean, we're going into December, and out here, the first semester ends on December 15th. So she's going to have to be careful with that, because it might be a setup or something, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to say, you know, if the school went too far. But let me know what y'all think about this. Did the school district's punishment go too far? Was it too severe, or did they get it right by expelling a young man? So let me know what y'all think, and I'll see y'all on the next one.